A huge public art project is transforming the wintry night of midtown Manhattan. Projected onto the walls of buildings, giant moving images of five New York City night workers carrying out their nocturnal journeys, waking up, getting dressed, going to work, until they merge with the city in a moment of unexpected ecstasy. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Before the moment when Doug Aiken's public art project, Sleepwalkers, was unveiled this week in the sculpture garden of the Museum of Modern Art, New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, called it
fun, fascinating, and best of all, it is free of charge, whether you're asleep or not.
But when he gave the signal to turn on the switch, everything became quiet. Slowly, as you stood in the darkness, your eyes could track five characters, three at a time, on three different screens. A bike messenger, an electrician, a postal worker, a businessman, an office worker. All of them played by well-known actors, including Donald Sutherland as the businessman, Tilda Swinton as the office worker, and Seo George as the electrician. The complex project is produced jointly by the Museum of Modern Art and Creative Time, an organization devoted to art in public spaces. And as you watch, you see both private moments and odd intersections. Ann Pasternak is the president and artistic director of Creative Time.
You see them waking up, they take a shower, they have their coffee. So all of a sudden you might see all these different coffee cups for each of the different characters. And so there are a lot of similarities and tendencies throughout all of the five narratives.
Doug Aiken, whose work has included documentary, video, and film, says the project began as he was walking around New York City alone.
Like very alone, late at night, and kind of, you know, looking at the buildings, looking at this very vertical city, you know, and it's an incredibly foreign place when the buildings have shut down, the offices have closed, and I just start to look at the skyscrapers and to imagine them communicating with each other and a kind of dialogue taking place.
Sleepwalkers was shot in all five boroughs. Peter Ely is the curator for Creative Time.
The best part about this in some ways is that it's a silent film, and the soundtrack really is just the sound of the city around us that we hear every day. The piece ends up in that way, hearkening back to some of the early films of the 20th century that dealt with the city as a kind of symphony, as a collection of rhythms and movements.
So even though the characters are never on the same screen at the same time, small actions connect them, the movement of an arm, the picking up of a glass of juice, a similar hallway. Aiken says the city is like chaos theory.
It's a kind of river of individuals, and at times the currents connect, and other times they kind of separate again.
Toward the end of each 13-minute cycle, each character goes through a transformation. They enter an ecstatic dream state, quite remote from their mundane work. Spinning, dancing on the top of a cab, twirling a lariat, playing a violin, almost melting into the city rhythms. Anastasia Frank, a passerby, says she just spent a frustrating day at the Department of Motor Vehicles, and the characters in the film remind her of the bored workers at the DMV.
I love that he transforms that whole boredom into this artistic dance of potential, like the future violinist or the whirling dancer, making the mundane somewhat beautiful. It makes me feel better about my day.
Another viewer, Liz Eck, stands on the street across from the museum. Cars stream by. The same five narratives are projected sequentially on one building wall. Donald Sutherland tap dances on a taxi roof. She notes the connection between art and the city.
And the shot up of him standing on the hood of the cab while the cabs here are driving by, that was really like, it was great cinematography, and it was like a great, powerful shot.
Ann Pasternak of Creative Time says public art has the power to encourage us to think about our surroundings and to rediscover our sense of place. And since you can't really see the total exhibit from one place, Doug Aiken is hoping that for the next 3 weeks, people will walk around, becoming the co-editors of his visually arresting images. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.